A rising rate, a tagging tourist, and a rollicking role all coming up in today's show. We start with the branches of the U.S. government. The legislative branch, Congress, makes the laws, but it's the judicial branch's job to interpret those laws and decide if they violate the Constitution. U.S. Supreme Court sessions start in October. Over several months, the nine justices hear arguments in dozens of cases. They do legal research, vote on the cases, and write up their opinions. When all of that's finished, the Supreme Court makes its rulings public, usually around this time every year. Athena Jones gives us a preview of the possible rulings for some of this session's cases.
From now until the end of June, the Supreme Court is expected to rule on big issues, affirmative action and same-sex marriage.
It's almost unimaginable the number of things the Supreme Court is going to decide that affect all Americans in the next month.
First up could be whether public schools can consider race when admitting students. Abigail Fisher sued the University of Texas, arguing she was rejected because she's white.
I hope the court rules that a student's race and ethnicity should not be considered when applying to the University of Texas.
The school says race is one of many factors it uses to achieve diversity on campus. Court watchers say Anthony Kennedy could side with conservative justices to overturn or limit a major Supreme Court decision from 10 years ago that allowed affirmative action. The justices are also dealing with another hot-button issue, same-sex marriage.
From the founding of this country, the marriage between one man and one woman, you guys are going to accept it.
Considering whether California's Proposition 8 ban is constitutional, and in a second case, if the Defense of Marriage Act can deny same-sex couples the same federal benefits as heterosexual ones.
I think it's going to be good.
That case was brought by Edith Windsor, a New York woman who had to pay higher estate taxes after her wife died than someone in a heterosexual marriage would have.
I think it's likely in the Defense of Marriage Act case that the Supreme Court will invalidate the federal law that says we won't recognize state same-sex marriages. But in the California Proposition 8 case, the justices seem unlikely to require under the Constitution every state to recognize same-sex marriage. The ruling may not be a huge gay rights victory at all, but I doubt it's going to be a significant loss either.
Another case involves the kind of genetic testing that led actress Angelina Jolie to undergo a double mastectomy. The court is considering whether human genes, so-called products of nature, can be patented. Athena Jones, CNN, Washington.
Our next story today, there are different ways to pay for college. One is to take out a student loan. Those come with interest, the fee that you have to pay back with the loan. Interest rates tell you how much that fee is. 7 million, or one-third, of U.S. college students who have loans have subsidized loans. That means the government pays some of their interest. 6 years ago, the interest rate on federal loans was 6.8%. Then Congress cut that in half so these borrowers wouldn't have to pay as much interest. But on July 1st, the interest rate on those subsidized loans is set to go back to where it was before. Congress and the president don't want that to happen, but they can't agree on a new plan. If nothing happens, the rate for these loans will automatically go up, and students who have them will owe more money when they get out of school. When Chalisa Fierce starts college in the fall, she'll technically be a junior. Her time in high school was all about achieving despite adversity.
I just had to open my book in the dark and just use the cell phone light and just do what I had to do. I told myself, don't worry about that. Think about it now. The future will not be like this anymore.
For most of her high school years, Chalisa and her family were homeless. They lived in shelters. Sometimes they lived in their car. Chalisa stayed focused on her education. Her SAT score made her a star student at her school. Her GPA made her valedictorian. And the high school graduate has some advice for anyone else who might be facing challenges.
Don't give up. Do what you have to do right now so that you can have the future that you want.
Chalisa's story is a great example of the power of perseverance. We want to hear yours. Go to our blog at CNNStudentNews.com. Tell us about a time when you've overcome a challenge. We're looking forward to your posts, but remember, we're only looking for your first names.